The two countries issued a joint statement on Saturday on their trade consultations, saying both sides have agreed to take measures to substantially decrease the U.S. trade deficit in goods with China, meaningfully increase U.S. agriculture and energy exports, and strengthen cooperation on intellectual property protection, among other items.Long Yongtu, former Secretary General of the Boao Forum for Asia, says the consensus in the joint statement proves the two countries have the wisdom and the ability to properly handle their economic affairs and trade frictions. He also says the agreements conform to the interests of the people from the two countries.
China and the United States reached a consensus, on the one hand, because of the strong political will of the two leaders, but on the other hand, reaching a deal is in the interests of the people from the two countries, because globalization binds the people and the interests of the two countries together. We have chosen a path that leads to mutual benefit and win-win cooperation.
The joint statement says more purchases of U.S. goods and services will also help support growth and employment in the United States. However, it will take time to resolve the structural problems in the bilateral economic and trade ties. Chen Jianong, president of Fosun Tourism and Commercial Group, says in the era of ever-deepening international cooperation, it is especially critical for Chinese enterprises to sharpen their competitive edge and broaden the scope of cooperation.
In fact, the reason behind the trade frictions is deepening international cooperation. As the volume of trade grows,there will be more and more international trade disputes. How should Chinese enterprises cope with the issues brought about by globalization and increasingly complicated international cooperation, which could obstruct their development? From my point of view, first of all, the enterprises should strengthen themselves, and secondly, they should expand their cooperation in more areas.
The just-concluded consultations follow the visit by a U.S. delegation to China earlier this month, during which candid, efficient, and constructive talks were held between the two sides. Experts say two rounds of consultations in such a short period of time showed huge sincerity from both countries. The joint statement also says both sides agree to maintain high-level contact and seek to resolve their economic and trade concerns in a proactive manner.For CRI, this is Yu Yang.